Chapter 19. Broken. Finn strangled that panic in its crib. Just like he was processing Lauren's loss, he centered himself. He would not deny his feelings, but he would not be controlled by them either. If there was a problem, then he'd fix it. After several deep breaths, he was under control again and forced himself to think critically. Maybe he wasn't broken. Maybe there was another explanation for the repeat screens. He turned his head to look at the auto dock. The device looked like nothing more than a small box attached to the wall with an electronic display with tubing coming out of it. In actuality, it was a highly sophisticated piece of machinery that measured dozens of blood levels at once, provided IV medication, and continuously monitored a patient's vitals. It was able to respond nearly instantaneously to any number of parameters, providing instant care 24 hours a day. It was another piece of technology that came out of the war. Older docs talked about how they had to draw blood on a daily basis and worry about toxicity levels from medications. Even giving IV fluids could cause harm if not properly monitored. The auto dock streamlined all those processes. The electric interface was intentionally a bit convoluted to navigate, mostly to keep patients from playing with it. But for Finn, checking its data log was a cinch. All Finn had to do was cycle back through the logs. When he did, his mouth dropped open in shock. In the past 12 hours, his body had consumed more than 14,000 calories of nutrition and 35 liters of fluids. That amount of intake should have killed him by itself. The calories were the equivalent of a week's worth of meals, and the fluids should have made him swell up like a balloon. That wasn't exaggeration. During the war, he'd seen a patient bloat like a corpse because a sleep-deprived doctor had written for 10 times as much IV fluid as the patient should have gotten. Seeing how much fluid he'd taken in explained why he'd had to pee so bad. But with that amount of fluid put into him, he should have been pissing for an hour. It just didn't make any sense. Finn considered himself a scientist. He placed his faith in reason and verifiable facts. In that, he never forgot that the pursuit of knowledge was endless, the wealth of truth was infinite. He had enough respect for the expansive possibility of the universe to understand mankind had only scratched the surface of what was possible. Put another way, there are more things under heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy, he murmured to himself. Those were words he'd always taken to heart. Unlike many educated people, his training and increasing understanding of the world didn't make him arrogant. Instead, it served as a reminder of how much more he had to learn. When the gray wave had appeared, he'd accepted that maybe it was a weapon he'd never seen before, maybe even an astrological phenomenon. Both explanations still fell under the purview of things that existed, but he just hadn't known about before. His healing body, though, resided under a different category. Injury and healing were two things he was well familiar with. He had seen thousands of patients come through his ER. The human body wasn't nearly the mystery most people thought it was. Very often, in fact, it followed a simple if A, then B model. What he was seeing now, from his faster healing to the sheer amount of food and drink he'd been able to absorb, was more like if A, then watch this one-eyed, no-armed Ewok speedrun Super Mario Brothers in under 4 minutes. It just wasn't possible. The only way he could have survived consuming so many calories and fluids was if his body was burning it up at the same rate that the auto dock had poured them in. Which was exactly what his prompts were saying, but it still just didn't seem possible for a human to not only reach but maintain such a heightened metabolic state for a full 12 hours. Though, he touched his sodden bedding, it might explain why it felt like he was lying on a used tampon. Heaving a deep sigh, he realized he might have to throw out everything he knew about the world he lived in, along with these sheets. The world was turning out to be a lot larger than he'd ever imagined. With the info he had now, he was pretty sure he knew what had happened while he was unconscious. It looked like those constitution orbs had increased his metabolic processes to an insane level. In layman's terms, whatever the orbs had done, It had been so taxing on his body that it had continually forced him into a state of starvation and dehydration. The auto doc had saved his life. Finn was still feeling ravenous, but he wasn't in any danger, and his vitals were stable. He realized how lucky he'd been to be in the hospital when this had happened. He might have died if he'd just collapsed at home. That realization shot cold water through his veins. If even getting stronger could take his life, would this happen any time one of his attributes increased? And what would have happened if the orbs had been a higher rank than common? There was so much he didn't know about this new normal. He read back through the red prompt. It said that he'd had an adverse effect because he didn't have enough power or energy. Did this tie back into the whole null world thing? Maybe if he or the world had more energy, then he'd be able to tolerate the increased stats better? If that was true, then all he had to do is figure out how to increase his power level and learn just what the hell energy was. No problem. Fuck, he murmured. Did it mean magic? He shook his head and went back to reading. Congratulations. You have absorbed a common rank constitution orb. Your constitution will be increased by 3 to 5. Constitution increased by +3. Congratulations, your constitution has increased from 16 to 19. Congratulations, you have unlocked a primary attribute, constitution. Constitution, this primary attribute determines your health points and improves stamina regeneration. It will also increase your resistance to disease, poison, and other negative conditions. Other unknown effects. Oh my God, Finn breathed out. Then for good measure added, shit. His brain was having a hard time reconciling the horrid pain he'd just lived through and the amazing feeling he had now. His body felt alive. He knew how dumb that sounded, but that was what it felt like. He felt invigorated, tingling, and more alive than he'd ever felt before. It was amazing. Finn smiled and spent the next several minutes running his hands over every inch of his skin. Anyone else would have thought he was rolling on some exceptional E, but he was just marveling on the health that was filling him. That was why he didn't catch a very important part of the last prompt for far, far too long. I absorbed an orb? As in singular? If he still had to absorb the second orb, was he going to go through another bout of pain? Was he going to pass out again? Thankfully not. Increasing your primary attributes through this method has provided a minuscule surge of energy. While this amount is paltry in concern to the greater labyrinth, compared to your energy-starved nature, the surge was enough to let you remain conscious while the remaining constitution orb is added over the next 4 to 8 hours. Your body will continue to undergo various types of stress. It is advised that you avoid strenuous activity. Apparently, adding the first orb had changed him enough that he was able to better tolerate the second. He went over what he knew now, or at least what he suspected. The increase to his constitution explained why he felt better than he should. It explained his healing. He still felt achy and tired, but undoubtedly felt stronger than before. The next prompt showed he was quantifiably healthier than before. Congratulations, you have unlocked your second stat, health. Health is a measure of the physical damage your body has and can endure. This stat does not make you immune to the previous reality of your existence, but your connection to the labyrinth now allows its rules to supersede the previous natural laws of your world. Unlocked my second stat. I was able to see my mana points before, but when did I unlock it? Those questions were eclipsed by something much more pertinent and awesome. I have health points. Finn couldn't get the thought out fast enough. Status page. Finn Evers. Health. 18 out of 30. 23 asterisk. Mana. 22 out of 22. Stamina locked. As promised, His health stat was now there for his viewing pleasure. Honestly, it didn't look great. Nearly half of his health was gone. That wasn't so surprising based on having survived a car explosion. He was alive, so he decided not to complain. What was the last number, though? The 23? And what was the asterisk? Concentrating on it didn't give any info, but the next windows made Finn think he knew what the answer was. Healing energy floods your body. Your severe injury status has improved to moderate injury. This time, focusing on the words did give an explanation. Severe injuries. You have suffered physical injuries classified as severe. -50% to max HP and SP. -50% to physical abilities. Moderate injuries. You have suffered physical injuries classified as moderate. -25% to max HP and SP. -25% to physical abilities. The increase in his constitution hadn't just given him more health points. It had also healed him overall. It looked like whatever governed his health stat could be given a lower max value if he suffered major injuries. Again, that made logical sense, but he had a feeling there was more to these injuries than just getting hurt. There always seemed to be specific meaning with the capital letter words in these prompts. He did some quick math. If his max health, or HP, might as well really lean into this game frame of mind, was 30, then his moderate injuries status would decrease that by 25%, which would be about 23 if you round it up. That was just his maximum allowable health, though. His actual wounds had still knocked his health down another 5 points, leaving him at 18. This was trippy. Shifting around, he found that his pain had significantly improved as well. Finn continued his inspection. He still felt like his body was a giant bruise, but he wasn't in dilaudid-level pain, which was remarkable after what he'd been through. He kept up his exam. The physical trauma made it tough to tell if the points of constitution had changed his physical form. Was his chest a bit more expansive? Were his shoulders a bit broader? Maybe he'd be able to tell better after the second orb was fully added. Finn turned his attention back to his interface. 2 more prompts were waiting for him. The first actually showed him something in his combat log. After reading it, he finally understood how he'd survived the fuel cell explosion. These prompts were some of the first he'd received. They showed what had happened right before and immediately after the explosion. As he read, he was shocked yet again. Memories of the moments before the truck blew had started coming back, but they were fragmented. If he tried to focus on any one of them, he got a headache. With a bit of gallows humor, he realized that was probably the brain damage. From those fragments, he'd pieced together a reasonable guess of what had happened. The conclusion he'd finally come to made him think his memory was flawed. What he remembered must have been a mix of truth and a pretty bad concussion. This whole time, though, he'd been subconsciously thinking that there was no way what his mind remembered had, in fact, really happened. Turns out, it had.